It is July 5th, 1:12 a.m. I'm in Jalisco, Mexico, and it is 8:12 a.m. in Switzerland. Switzerland is where they have the Large Hadron Collider associated with CERN, and where they plan on using this today. I made the intuitive decision just hours ago to delete all of my social media apps off of my phone because I felt very strongly that my energy was needed to stop this Hadron Collider from basically destroying the current reality. Because creation is stronger than control, love is stronger than fear. I have the ability to do that because I've allowed myself to be that vessel of creation on earth by giving up everything that we've been taught that we are. So, right after I deleted my apps off of my phone, a large storm started. Thunder, lightning, the whole deal. And it was showing me that I have help. And it was like, I've spoken in a poem before, one of my poems in Clarity as Poetry, Nights in Indonesia, that's on Amazon. There's a sentence in one of the poems that says, don't fear thunder, for it's the voices of angels forming a brigade. And the thunder tonight was that. It was a gathering of creation ceasing the destruction planned for humanity. What CERN is doing is trying to accelerate consciousness to learn more about dark matter, quote unquote, or things that we don't know about the universe. But what they don't understand is consciousness cannot be forced because that will lead to destruction of humanity. That will lead to insanity because the human mind can only accept a certain amount of information that the soul is prepared for, because mind and soul is one. And to try and accelerate that process would just create confusion, insanity, chaos, and destruction. It's been done before. I spoke about it on my social medias. So anywho, I think I'll be on here more since I am not documenting anything on social media. It just became very chaotic. I felt like I was competing. I felt like I was competing with those who are leading you astray, and I was competing with them to try and lead you to truth. And it was tiring. I was tired. I was getting tired of it. I was getting tired of receiving questions, like not just 5 or 10 questions, like hundreds of questions asking the same exact thing. How did you get here? I don't understand. How do you love yourself? And it became frustrating because I have 10 books and social media where I write about it and I talk about it. And it's like humanity is at a point now where they don't want to search. They don't want to take responsibility for finding the answers themselves. So they place the responsibility on me. Like, here, let me just reach out to her personally and she should answer me. And then people get mad because I don't have my comments on. But that's also why I don't have my comments on, because everything I do, like, the answers are out there. It is not my responsibility to ensure that you find them. You must search for them. And that was a big reason behind my getting off of social media. It will be for 40 days and 40 nights. Kind of like a fast from the world, socially, the social world, because society is not natural to us. It's an organized pattern of relations, and I had to step away from that organized pattern yet again to move forward, because when I move forward, the human race moves forward, and it's time now for us to go to the next level. In about 6 minutes in Switzerland, they're going to try and launch this Hadron Collider. and their machines are not going to function properly. What this means for humanity is that we are being given another chance to rise consciously with the energy of creation, from a foundation of creation that is love for yourself. I can answer any question, from conspiracy theories to science. I can answer any question and lead it back to the one absolute truth that is love for self. And that is it. So humanity is being given another chance to rise to that level of consciousness from a foundation of creation. It will not be destroyed. Reality will not be destroyed like it was thousands of years ago. We did it. We saved the future. Have a good night, guys. Love y'all.